This is Washington, D.C., and this is another in the series of weekly radio reports to the people by Senator Eugene J. McCarthy of Minnesota. Today, the senator is questioned about Medicare. Medicare has passed the Senate after several years of trying. What do you think are the chances the House will go along with the Senate bill?
I think, Mr. Higby, the chances are quite good that the House may approve what we did. There have been several years now of waiting since the Senate last acted on a Medicare bill. It was lost by two votes roughly 2 years ago. I think this action in the Senate on a kind of modified and compromise Medicare bill is one which the House should sustain.
If the House does not sustain it, do you have to start all over again next year?
Yes, we'd have to start all over again. The House really is in a better position, I think, to take action on this since they did hold some rather comprehensive hearings on the bill before the Ways and Means Committee. We held no real hearings on it here in the Senate Finance Committee, but acted on the floor on the basis of previous hearings.
Now, if the Congress, which is controlled by your party, does not complete action on this year, do you see it as a major campaign issue?
Well, I think it will be a campaign issue whether we act upon it or not. If we do act upon it, it will be subject to attack, and if we don't, why, I think that those who voted for it in the Senate, certainly, those who advocated in the House, will make a point, in my judgment, of emphasizing what their position on this major piece of legislation actually is.
The Republican candidate for president is taking a strong position against it. He voted against it. Speaking bluntly, where are the most votes on the issue?
I think it's a little bit difficult to determine just where the votes are. I would think that taken all together, it would be a plus, although it would be a very, in a quantitative way, it would be a very limited kind of plus. I think most of the older people in the population who would benefit from this legislation are likely to vote Democratic in any case, and certainly those who have been opposed to this legislation through the years, the Medical Association principally, I expect would vote Republican whether this bill was passed or not. I think it's a question of the general welfare really that's involved here rather than any matter of counting up the votes. As you know, Higby, when they count the votes, it's not a question of how hard you pull the lever or how black a mark you've made. It's a simple question of what lever you pulled and what mark you made.
Everyone seems to agree that the existing Kerr Mills, a medical program for medical care for the elderly, doesn't really reach a lot of them who need it, and it's only a few states are participating in it. Could it be strengthened to avoid the need for the Social Security approach?
Well, I suppose you could make incentives that were so strong through federal contributions that the states would necessarily respond. My own state has made something of a response to the provisions of the Kerr-Mills bill, but ultimately you get down to the very question, the fundamental question, I think, of a means test. And in my judgment, the older people who need medical care ought to be given the limited kind of assistance which this bill provides without their being subjected to the indignity of a means test. I'm hopeful that this Social Security approach of universal coverage, at least, will be sustained in conference with the House of Representatives.
Thank you, Senator McCarthy. This has been another report to the people by Senator Eugene J. McCarthy of Minnesota from his office in Washington, D.C.